Well, Cupid making his rounds on Sunday, and for many of us married or long-term relationship guys, we are searching for ways to take the embers of love and fan them into the flames that burn brightly during the dating process and early years of the love affair. We guys can all use help, all the help we can get. So who better to tell us about how to love a woman but a couple of women who love each other, and I mean love each other. The happy and committed lesbian couple of Dr. Joni Frater and Esther Lustig have joined jointly penned the book Love Her Right, subtitle Guide to Lesbian Secrets for Great Sex, and they join us live this morning. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning, Russ.
Good morning, Russ. Who gets to go first?
Yeah, okay. All right, Dr. Joni, let's start with you.
Sure.
How did you guys meet? How did you get involved? And how long has this relationship been ongoing?
We've been together for 7 years. We met in Provincetown, Massachusetts, where I had a second home, and Esther had a gallery, an art gallery, with all figurative artwork, and I was a client of hers. And I had my practice outside of Boston and came down every weekend, and we knew each other for years, and then one day we were both single, and we decided to go on a date, and it's been a 7-year date, and it's been the most fabulous 7 years of my life.
I used to consult a radio station in Cape Cod. I know Provincetown very well.
Oh, cool.
Yes, and, well, not that well. Don't get me wrong. I'm a very heterosexual male and happy that way. Don't try to take me over to the pink team.
No,
please.
We love that.
Okay. No. We like both teams. That's why we're here.
Esther?
Yes.
So tell us about your little art gallery and how you guys got together.
Actually, it was great. I had an art gallery for 14 years, and Joni was a client. I broke that rule, you know, don't mix business and pleasure. Mm-hmm. But it was actually okay because I got an amazing wife out of the deal. And so we're 7 years, you know, really just passionate and romantic, and we don't usually fight, which is awesome, unless we're, you know, arguing about who gets to talk first on radio. And we're married for 6 years now.
All right. Now, yeah. You say married. Where did you get married? Where did you get that done?
Well, we actually had a religious ceremony in St. Croix on the beach with 40 members of our family and friends. Yeah, okay. It was really fun. It was actually right when Massachusetts made marriage legal for gay and lesbian couples, but we had already started planning this massive destination wedding, so I thought I was going to choke Joni when she called me one day from Boston and said, hey, why don't we just get married here? but, you know, trapped on a Caribbean island with two Jewish mothers, I don't really necessarily recommend it. I actually stole her car keys and her passport.
All right, let's get down to the sexy part of our conversation.
Okay.
Because the book is called A Guide to Lesbian Secret for Great Sex. So
yes.
The whole thing is geared for us guys because you guys have really, you know, worked this out. And, you know, you're not afraid to tell you, I like this, I don't like that, that sort of a thing. So what, and I noticed here too, you've got a Love Warrior Challenge. I want to hear about that.
Oh, the Love Warrior Challenge is actually being launched in time for Valentine's Day. So right on Valentine's Day, everybody who wants to raise the bar on their relationship, go to loverright.com, sign up. You'll be able to join. We are going to have a panel of experts on all different disciplines of relationships, parenting, sex, you name it. We want to really support all the relationships out there so that from whatever place you're at, we can help you raise the bar on your intimacy level. We really want to see more passion in everybody's lives.
All right, well, I'm going to get some of this on the radio here this morning. So, Esther, tell us now, for example, all the guys listening this morning have been married for some time. You know, you've been there, done that. You have a hard time getting your wife enthused about the lovemaking process and that sort of a thing. Give us some tips. What can we do? I mean, Sunday's coming up. It's a big day.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Russ. The easiest way, believe it or not, is to start with things that are really small. Our most favorite phrase is foreplay is an all-day affair. So, you know, it's not just pecks on the cheek. When you wake up in the morning, passionate kisses. When you walk by each other, when you're doing chores, touch each other, reach out. You know, if you walk by your dog, you're going to pet the dog, right? But you want to touch your partner.
Scratch her behind the ears?
Yeah, maybe. Why not? It might work.
If it works for her, do it.
Yeah. that raising that constant level of touch, what it does is it makes her feel loved and it makes her feel closer to you. And for women, it's a very easy transition to going from feeling loved to feeling sexy and from feeling sexy to being sexual. But women need that. And, you know, we hear a lot from men, oh, God, that's so much work, and I have to think about it all the time. No, you don't. It's like gravity. You don't argue with gravity, right? This is the way women work. Deal with it. And if you do that, just, you know, it becomes part of your routine, like brushing your teeth. You just reach out to each other, cuddle when you sit on the couch, hold hands when you have an opportunity to do that. And that way, she's going to want to come looking for you.
That's what they say when it comes to love. Women are like crock pots and men are like microwaves.
That's it. Yeah.
You're exactly it. Right. Yeah. Okay. You're exactly right.
All right, so that's good. Touching all during the day and everything else. Okay, how do you get down to, you know, trying to close the deal, you know? you know what I mean?
Okay, yeah. Well, you know, the first thing is that we really have to get rid of this belief that the penis is the end-all, do-all. That's a fallacy. Women need a lot of foreplay. And they need, you know, in addition to this foreplay all day, women also need a lot of physical foreplay. So if once you've got their head engaged, then you start planning dates. Send each other text messages. Say, hey, honey, let's have a date tonight. Start to romance her. That's what you did when you first got together.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what? Go back to where you started. That's where the love and excitement was. Have every day be Valentine's Day.
Well, I say the biggest sexual organ is right there between your ears.
You got it.
You
That's
got it. Right, Russ.
And you know, and the other thing, Russ, we talk about a lot, and everything that we do is, especially in the book, is about the fact that she's got to come first, and that's really important because physiologically it's really important for her to be ready for you to progress to making love. And that's one of the big things that we talk about, which is why the book is filled with conversations about technique and female anatomy and how a woman's body works so that you can kind of understand, you know, guys are really great. They're really down to earth and very matter of fact. You want to know how things work. You want to know the bottom line. This is the answer to that.
Russ, I want to add
like a roadmap to the G spot there.
Absolutely,
okay. We have written roadmaps to every spot, and then a few that you didn't even know about because we found them out. We love this stuff. We got like, wow, there's an X and a Y and an A and a B. There's a whole alphabet up there. It's great.
All right, well,
you know, start with kissing.
All right, we're out of time here this morning. It's called "Love Her Right: The Married Man's Guide to Lesbian Secrets for Great Sex," written by two Fort Lauderdale authors, Dr. Joni Frater and Esther Lustig. And where can you get the book if you want to copy?
Go to loveherright.com. It's right on our webpage. You can see all of the products that we have to offer.
Or you can go to amazon.com and pick up a copy today.
And thank you so much for your time.
Thanks
so much,
Russ.
Thank you, Russ.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.